Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. Now, this year is special for many reasons. Obviously, the Dallas County Board of Supervisors is looking at, you know, some of the ways that to honor William Wagner and all the work that he did, of course, with the collection that Dallas County, you know, currently has. But also, it is 175 years of a Dowell, which is where the Dallas County Courthouse resides. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what the plans are for the Adel Sweet Corn Festival this year in terms of honoring William Wagner as well as, you know, kind of celebrating that 175 years?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what somewhat prompted the, first of all, we're only 175 years old. We're not like centuries old, like places in Europe that Bill sketched in China and Bill sketched in Europe and in Africa and in the Soviet Union. He sketched all over the world, not just Iowa. But because of his work on the inside of the Dallas County Courthouse and the fact that it's the 175th anniversary of Adel being a county seat town, we have designated and proclaimed Friday, August 12th as William Wagner Day. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, we will be putting the sword on the Lady of Justice on the south side of the courthouse. We will be putting the sword up, and Van Harden is going to be the MC of that event. And inside of the sword will be the proclamation that we did to honor William Wagner, along with one of his paintbrushes that's got his DNA on it. So as long as the Lady of Justice has that sword in her hand, William Wagner will be part of that ceremony. Then at 5 o'clock on Friday the 12th, the 16 Dallas County cities that have original sketch art that Bill did for their communities will be bringing that sketch art to the Rotunda, and we will have a special ceremony honoring the 16 cities in Dallas County. And then at 7 o'clock in the main courtroom, the third floor courtroom, that the stenciling work and the seal work and all of the lobby space that Bill did, we will have a special ceremony honoring his work, not just in Dallas County, but in Iowa, and celebrate his life. That particular event, people are going to have to RSVP for that because that is not necessarily open to the public. But if they would be in the courthouse, we're trying to figure out a miking system so that they could maybe hear what's going on in the main courtroom, but we're limited with seats there.
As we're kind of talking about William Wagner and talking about the Dallas County Courthouse, what people may have now put together and started to see is there is scaffolding all over the Dallas County Courthouse, and there are some workers there every day doing some work. So can you just talk to us a little bit about, you know, how the supervisors in the county came to the decision and the understanding that there needed to be some renovations done to the courthouse, as well as, you know, where that process currently is right now?
Oh, sure. You know, first and foremost, it's a Proudfoot and Bird design building. George Bird saw a chateau in France and said, I like the way that looks. I'm going to design a courthouse for Dallas County that's got the same sort of concept. And since it's a 1902 building, you've got to repair, you've got to restore, you've got to update. And what we have going on right now is a $3 million complete exterior overhaul of the building, taking out all the joints, tuck pointing, cleaning, replacing exterior window sashes. The scaffolding is now currently on the north side of the courthouse, but they're going to work their way around the building. So before the snow flies, they should be done with the first four floors exterior. And then next spring, when the weather clears, they will be erecting scaffolding to continue the final phases of doing the tower and any roof repair that may or may not be required. That building is majestic in its exterior appearance, and it'll be more so when the job is complete. But what we are celebrating as part of Corn Festival, and I didn't say this, but we're normally not open during Corn Festival because there's a lot of people eating corn and they got butter on their hands, and you know, there's going to be no food and drink, but we're going to have the courthouse open from 8 to 4:30 on Saturday the 13th during in the interior of the courthouse, which is the greatness of the architect William Wagner and his care and beauty of the interior of that building. You know, he was 75 years old, and he was in scaffolding, painting, and stenciling the ceilings in that building. So we will be open on Saturday the 13th. Now, granted, any of your listeners could come today or tomorrow or Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and they could walk in and see the greatness of our building. But if they want to enjoy some corn and see a nice parade and a beautiful community celebration, we felt, because of being the 175th year of Adel as a community and being a county seat town, and us being able to showcase the brilliance of the work of William Wagner, right across the street from the courthouse at 818 Court Street, we have a gallery that is full of William Wagner's original art that is a gift to the state of Iowa.
Now, just kind of one last thing here along the lines of, you know, Dallas County wanting to, you know, showcase things and do some work. The Dallas County Board of Supervisors recently approved a new logo for Dallas County. So can you just talk to us a little bit about, you know, the desire to want to switch things up in terms of branding for Dallas County and what was decided on in terms of what will be the new logo in the future once rebranding is complete?
Yeah, I mean, it's not unusual that, you know, anybody involved with corporate activity, you know, you've got to have a brand, you've got to have a look, you've got to have a feel. And we were a little bit all over the board with the type of fonts that were being used, or we continue to use the William Wagner sketch of the Dallas County Courthouse on our letterhead, and we will still continue to honor William Wagner that way. But we did come up with a standard county logo that shows farm fields, Dallas County, Iowa, shows our river. Some may think it's a bike trail, but it really is the river. So the farms, the river, Dallas County, Iowa, with the courthouse tower as part of the brand. So we'll be incorporating that on all of our material, our websites, all of the entities, whether it be public health or our assessor or our engineer, will all have access to that logo to put on communications that they'll be sending out to their people.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.